Hey you guys, there will not be a journal entry today. Today I want to speak freely and candidly about just me being a mom for the second time around. I honestly thought that it would be like riding a bike. Once you learn, you won't forget. Or like breathing, a natural thing that occurs involuntarily. I went home from the hospital unsure what I was going to do with a newborn and a 7-year-old, but I was naive in believing it was going to be easy, or just as it was the first time. With Zaya, I had breastfeeding experience because I nursed Zaya, but Melody was so much smaller, so at times I felt I was suffocating her or choking her, and she had a hard time latching on. So I began doubting myself, which is pretty common when it comes to new moms or just moms, period. Then I forgot all about those nasty diaper changes that happens back to back. I didn't remember Zaya having an erupting bowel movement, but it seemed to be the only method that Melody knew. Yeah, I forgot about what it was like to lose sleep at night and not be able to do, you know, simple chores around the house during the day. But I am glad that there was a gap between them, because I think the anxiety I was feeling would have been multiplied had they been closer in age. I was glad that I could get help from Zaya for little things, and she loved helping too. It made her feel like we were a team. But anyway, back to my drama. I was so lost with Melody. I remember her crying to the point that I started crying because I couldn't figure out why she was crying. And I know many of you probably experienced that too. Like, what is going on? Why can't I get them to stop? I was an emotional mess. I concluded that she was suffering from constipation or something, and so I gave my poor baby an enema. Probably should have gotten medical advice first, but that's a whole nother story. She just kept squirming and grunting in pain and discomfort, so I thought she was trying to poop but couldn't. So anyways, I gave her the enema, and while doing so, she let out the biggest gulp of gas that she literally sighed afterwards. I was so frustrated but relieved at the same time that I cried, and then I bursted into laughter because I'm like, seriously, you had to toot your horn? That's why you were screaming your head off? Man, that was a first. This experience was new for me, even though this was baby number two. I remember being so proud that I was breastfeeding Melody successfully, and then I had just finished pumping a few bottles of milk, only to spill them all on the floor when I was trying to put them in the refrigerator. And here I go crying again. I wanted to give up and just give her formula. Like, I'm done. This is it. I can't do this. I just wasted all my time. But I was learning no two babies are alike. Our experiences as parents aren't going to be alike either. What I've experienced may never happen to any of you listening, but my experiences could also be lessons and or relatable. I remember sitting in the doctor's office, staring at the floor, because then giving eye contact, welcome conversations with strangers, and I'm not comfortable talking to strangers on their terms. So anyways, I'm staring at the floor, and there's a mom and her baby in the waiting area with me as well. And the mom spoke. She said, you know, hello, and started a casual conversation. And by the end of that, we had shared things with each other that probably helped each of us with our little ones. She wasn't judging me, and I wasn't judging her. We were just casually talking, sharing our stories. We even got a little emotional in knowing that we weren't by ourselves in our hardships. But in that moment, I needed that. To this day, I wonder what events would have transpired had I not had that conversation with a stranger. I was a mom that was tired and felt alone. And in that particular moment, I just wanted someone to recognize that I needed help. And just talking alone gave me enough fuel to get me to the next rest stop where I needed refueling. So try not to compare yourself to other parents, and try not to compare your experiences with them either. Instead, take mental note on how you can benefit from what you've seen or heard, and then build on that. Ultimately, you can't be replaced. So just be you. Be the best version of you. And if you're on baby number 1, 2, 3, etc., take each experience as a new one so that you won't stress yourself out comparing. Live in each moment as if it's your very first one. Even if it's the 100th time you've experienced it or the 100th time this happened, your heart will be so much happier. I also want to take this time to give a huge, huge happy belated Mother's Day to all moms, moms-to-be, parents that are like moms or mothering. I couldn't tell you happy Mother's Day on Mother's Day because I didn't do a podcast. I want to give you guys a break so you can enjoy your families, but happy Mother's Day. I love each and every one of you, and there are so many people that love you as well. Share the moment with other people that you've experienced, whether it's good or bad. You never know how it can impact someone else's life. So don't be afraid. Step out on faith. Until next time, God bless you.